I think the Black Hills and the areas around the Dakotas more than any place else. But it's very rough terrain, and it's usually very beautiful in many cases.
Mm-hmm. Now, the High Plains, is that a particular place?
Well, I would think that probably Minnesota, wherever they would grow wheat, could be in the Dakotas, the further north, Utah. To me, the High Plains are south of Canada and north of Interstate 80, in that general area.
Okay. The word hole in reference to a mountain, H-O-L-E.
H-O-L-E.
In reference to a mountain, what would that mean?
Well, it doesn't mean a thing to me.
You don't know what it would be, like a hole in a mountain, what it would be?
Well, a tunnel, but going through.
A tunnel? Okay.
It's, there are natural holes that winds have formed, but I don't have a particular name for it.
Okay. The difference between a mountain and a hill is what?
Yeah, many feet, I would think. The elevation, I can't put a vertical number on a hill versus a mountain. But, hills are normally rolling and cover a wider area maybe than a mountain. And a mountain is usually an incline, syncline type thing where the earth's crust is really punched up.
Yeah.
Or a hill could be formed by many different things. We have a lot of volcanic hills in this part of the country, which I would call a hill. They're volcanic domes, essentially, that are worn down, become hills.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say a hill is a couple hundred feet high.
Okay. a place between two peaks that goes like that.
A valley.
Okay. What's the difference between that and a canyon?